7:01, we'll call the meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Chacon?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Danis?
Here.
Elder is absent. Garcia? Absent. Hedman?
Here.
LaChance?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Here.
Good. Recognition of visitors. We have, she's not a visitor, but Dixie is our interim director. Amendments to the agenda. Anybody need to change anything on the agenda? Add something?
Just that we need to also.
Well, that's what we're. We can make changes to the. Discuss the new thing. Yeah.
Okay.
The library director posting. Okay. Public comment. Nobody from the public here. I think this is their own coming in. Maybe we'll stop right about there.
Yeah. You want to make a comment?
Yeah, there. It's public. Nope, it's not the public. It's just another board member. You can sit there or there. Either place. Okay, so on to new business. We're discussing what we came up with last night. You should have a printed copy. Dick, you made the changes already?
I didn't make the changes. I just printed it as I saw it.
Okay. Dixie had made some recommendations that in the first paragraph, where it says, Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees is seeking an enthusiastic team leader with vision, initiative and creative problem solving skills and a desire to serve. Take out the first and.
Yeah. I think problem solving needs a hyphen thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Problem solving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So doing the Oxford comma after skills or not?
Yes.
I feel like this is the kind of word we were get like, you know, violent over the.
And then she.
Comma after skills.
Yeah. And the other suggestion she made was the last bullet under essential competencies, reworded it a little to say attends meetings and ensures that the library follows the policies and bylaws of Prairie Cat and Rails.
And you could probably leave off Rails. Prairie Cat is the essential one.
Okay.
Does it follow?
Leave Rails off.
Attend meetings and ensures
that the library,
follows the policies and bylaws of Prairie Cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to add two bullets.
Okay, this is cool. Sorry, I have one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
The third bullet down under qualifications. Experience with Prairie Cat and Rails is a plus. That's not, you don't even need to put that in there. I'd rather see computer skills that if they're proficient with Microsoft Office Suite. And I think that's what we wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I need a period after the second bullet point under qualifications because all those are going to have a period.
Yep.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question about that second bullet point? I thought it was 5 years in a progressively responsible library.
So did I.
Because I asked about that, and you guys said that was standard language,
mm-hmm.
And then it kind of changed.
And I like that
the progressively.
Language. Yeah.
This one sounds, overseeing library operations sounds a little different than the progressively.
Right.
So we want to change it to the progressively responsible library position. I know we cut off supervisory experience, but the rest of the sentence we would have.
Okay, we're going to need 5+ years. In a progressively responsible library position.
The way you had it worded.
Okay.
And then bullet, that has a period. And then we're missing what used to be bullet 7, the second half of it. That compiles and presents monthly and annual statistical reports to the board, including the annual reports to the state, and what used to be bullet 13, oversees staff development and training. Mm-hmm. We cut it to just that, but we wanted that in the essential job functions.
Yeah.
Everything else is the same, but it's missing those two.
Yeah.
Yep.
The second half of bullet 7 and the first half of bullet 13.
Read it to me.
Okay, so the second half of 7, just to start with, compiles and presents monthly. It's on the back side.
It's on
the page you gave us.
Sorry.
So that first one, we cut out the whole first sentence?
Yes.
And we said we wanted the second half?
Yes.
And then number 13 of the second from the bottom. We basically only kept the first sentence. Overseas staff development and training.
Yeah. Period.
And then she has everything else.
So I just want to bring up the annual salary range again. If, now I understand there's a lot of experience there, but if our current director was making 66 and our range doesn't even capture that, or capture that, are we doing ourselves justice by leaving it at 65?
I give room for them to, I mean, I don't know if you guys want to pay the 66. It gives room to negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people who want 70 or 75 are going to apply?
I don't think so.
No.
They might.
I think we're looking for somebody with the expertise of a 70.
Which is okay. I mean, we wouldn't turn them away if they had it.
But they may not apply.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just, well, you can do 66, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you get the 70,000 candidate.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, he's saying we need to increase it in order to get some of those
above the
what
she was making.
Yep.
Oh,
because they recognize that what she was making, even though she was here a long time, doesn't accurately reflect what the current MLS.
So if we put 60 to 70, and if we have somebody
to work with, then
if
the board agrees to that amount,
you get a bigger candidate pool.
She can't pay no more.
Pardon?
The money.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't know what the budget or what it is. You decided if our budget is, you can reach 70, because you might get someone that may be a great candidate.
I think it's worth it.
It says, I want 70.
I think it's worth a discussion then.
Okay.
And I
think
we need
some. So then, do you want
the
board
to know how much they're going to
help
us?
Yes.
Yeah. I think if you want them to
email or something.
Because if you're going to add in 70, I wouldn't stretch it that big. Then I would say between
65 to 70.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Between the 65 and 70 range.
Okay.
Rather than 65. Well, if we do 65 to 70, we're not going to be able to pay any less than 65.
No.
If we
want
somebody new, so
it's just a larger.
That's okay. I would rather leave a large range and have a larger group of applicants than to you know, constrain ourselves on.
Right,
what
but I didn't want to somebody who's looking for like 70. They're just right. I mean, like $4,000. Can we find $4,000?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they were just the right candidate.
This point,
right.
Maybe not.
How did I know it? Come on, let's make this 5K happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's make this. Sure.
But I just feel like we could lose some good potentials.
I think so.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
So we're going to do 60 to 70.
We're
going
to
do
60 to 70.
60 to 70.
I thought that after the meeting. I'm like, she's making 66 and we're only putting up 65.
And I don't know if this helps or not, but in, you know, MLIS programs, they really do teach you to negotiate for hire.
Yeah.
So that's just part of, like, you know, people will do it, you know, but that doesn't mean they're going to demand what they ask. You know, it's just like, I know they taught us, you know, how to, like, ask for a higher salary and stuff. You know, a lot of times librarians aren't necessarily the most aggressive people.
The city does, well, which we pay for, the city does have a pretty good health plan that pays zero.
Really?
The employees pay zero.
So then that may be something that you can do if you do
it. Right. Yes, exactly. Well, she top them down.
Yeah.
that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I pay, what, $178, $180 a month for my husband and I.
Okay.
Just for the two of you?
Still not
bad. Just actually not that much.
Just
no.
For the two of us, yeah.
Not bad.
I was going to say, when my husband had me, it was over $300
something
there. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need a job. Take me off. Yeah.
Let me work here.
That alone. I was like, I'll
pay
insurance.
Right.
Pay $800 for one person.
Take the job. Oh, wow. Yeah, $100
Now we go up to the doctor or the hospital. You don't pay anything, do you?
Copays.
Yeah, it depends on what plan you sign up for.
Should we have that one?
We'll have
that
one.
That's later on.
Yeah. 6,000 to begin, right?
Yeah, that's earlier. But we'll kind of say, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Because so they'll ask those questions, and I'll be like,
yeah, we have to.
Absolutely.
So somebody's going to have to get that information for our interviews.
It also depends on how many people are on the plan, whether it's just the employee or the employee and the family.
Right.
Yeah.
But they usually have a spreadsheet of the plans and the costs.
Right.
So to have something like that to give people in advance.
I'm
sorry.
Which is
if
you find that they
finish. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have visual and vision? And
yep.
Dental?
Life insurance, vision.
Life insurance is
dental.
So if you have somebody shooting at 70 that doesn't quite qualify, that's how we talk them back a little bit too.
So benefits are worth a lot.
Right.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Especially today.
Yes. We look after looking at how much we pay out for benefits.
Yep.
That's where your salary is going to your benefits.
So I noticed that like yesterday what we were looking at had said instead of plus benefits it said IMRF.
Right.
Do we want to
put that in
IMRF plus?
Yeah.
So they know it's an IMRF or plan.
Well, they should know being a city library that they're IMRF people.
What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Retirement fund.
Yeah,
right.
But that you're getting the reason why I think you should put it is because there are a couple schools who will say this is your salary, but they then take the IMRF out of that salary.
Okay.
Versus we're saying we're paying you this
plus
IMRF plus benefits. So it's a different. You can almost pump the salary up. Like I remember looking at Illinois, and every school district does not do it the same. Some gave you the salary, but you really got like 9 to 10% less than that on your check because 9.5 went to IMRF.
Yep.
Like almost 10% of my salary actually goes
out
before I get it.
You guys. Okay.
Whereas if you're getting 70 here, you're still giving IMRF on top of that. That's a lot.
I would keep that as
you
a negotiating
to
chip.
Say the original wording was set annual salary 60 to 70,000 from IMRF plus per personal benefits package.
Well, I like the
plus benefits.
Yeah. The IMRF is not included in the salary is good. It's a good bargain. That may be somebody who's got 80, but they pay everything out of their pocket would be like, okay, this job is actually...
Yeah, you're going to have more in your pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, we're selling the job, so if there's any good thing that we want to put out there, then we want to do it. So. Yeah.
I also got the webmaster address of the Heartland Library System, which is Southern Illinois. It's Peoria, and I can also have them posted on there.
Okay.
So, are you going to post it for 60? What location?
I'll post to Rails.
Rails
and Heartland Library Systems.
And Rails is the one that goes on the ILA?
Rails is the northern part of Illinois.
So will that go on the ILA automatically if it's on Rails?
On ALA or Illinois Library Association?
Yeah, like they send out a newsletter and they put jobs at the bottom.
I don't know. I think people who look for library jobs know the two library systems and where those jobs are posted.
Are we only doing the library systems for the posting of the job?
Who's going to put it in the paper?
Yeah, I think they were going to put it in a paper. I think that was what the city was looking to do.
So do we need to know it's been, I just want to list so we know exactly who we're sending it to. And
is it
does Dixie send it
I can put a link to this on our website. On our homepage.
I saw the library put it in their homepage.
Yeah.
They were looking for
Facebook.
Sure.
You can put it up on Indeed for free too. Indeed. Yeah.
Yes, I was saying that for sure.
And then I would say even Facebook could probably get shared all over the place if you put it on Facebook.
Okay. Yep.
It's just easy to share from there.
And LinkedIn.
Yeah.
The library has a LinkedIn account, right?
No.
No?
I have a LinkedIn account.
Oh.
The library.
Great.
And is it a library?
Yes. Okay. Because you can create a LinkedIn account for another page promoting the library where you can list jobs from the library we show.
We hardly ever have jobs to post.
Still not a good idea. Yeah.
Who's your social media savvy person?
Yeah, we can all do it. I can have Shelly work with me on that.
Yeah.
Do we have everything we need in this now?
I think so.
Do we want to approve it as you've got all the changes, Pixie?
I do.
Okay. Do we want to approve it with those changes without seeing it in print? Because otherwise, we either have another special meeting or we wait till June. I don't think we want to wait till June.
I think we're good. Because the changes are the things she had in the original one.
Yeah.
She made punctuation, took out one word.
Yeah.
And then a few things, and that was it.
Okay.
I say because we wanted to have it
clarify for me your third bullet point on qualifications. What do you want that to say?
So demonstrated expertise with information technology and library systems, experience with, did you say Microsoft Office?
You said proficient with Microsoft Office.
Yes, my original bullet point was strong computer skills. And I can put proficient with Microsoft Office Suite and a thorough knowledge of current trends, technology, and best practices for public libraries.
Proficient with Microsoft Office Suite is a plus.
That's what we say.
Suite is a plus.
Yes. Instead of the other two.
And I think we just wanted to keep it simple so we didn't add all the current trends, technology, and best practices part.
Yep.
That was job description. I think we were trying to... All
right.
Is Office Suite a plus or is it a requirement?
I was about to say.
It's a plus.
You can't choose it for me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think it is a plus.
I think it's a...
Yeah.
You need to know.
So
I would say including Microsoft Office.
Okay, so demonstrated expertise with information technology and library systems, including Microsoft
Office.
Yeah, because the other ones aren't necessarily Microsoft Office. They're very library specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't have to say Suite, just say Microsoft Office.
Gotcha.
Okay. I can't remember if you could
have
ever raised them on Microsoft.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Understood.
Wait, show me how to send an email.
Like my mom.
I don't.
My
voice
smells in Spanish,
and
I don't know how to fix it.
I'm
just like,
go to
the store.
You'd be surprised
when
people
have it. My mom turned her screen sideways, and she called my husband at work and was like, I don't know what to do.
That's not all.
Yeah, that's what we told her. But she was like, I can't even Google how to do it. I have to turn my head.
Oh.
God bless her.
It's not the only person that happens to. Especially I see it on people's keyboard trays, because then the keyboard tray will push up underneath and sometimes they'll hit the arrow keys.
Or the kids do it intentionally.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or I do it if I'm looking for a laugh.
That's not nice.
So, are we comfortable with what we have?
Yes.
Last call on changes.
Okay, so Dixie Rails, YPL, Indeed, LinkedIn, have six places.
Heartland kind of Rails, ILA, the paper, our homepage, Indeed, and LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
And she's on Facebook.
Facebook?
Well, we have that already, so that's just a link. Put it on the page. Facebook, LinkedIn, all those would just be links back to our homepage.
Yep.
And who at the city should she be emailing with it?
Aaron.
Aaron?
If you need her email, let me know. I guess we need a motion to approve.
Motion to approve with edits.
And do we have a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? And I guess we can do this by voice vote. They're all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It's passed. We have a posting.
Woo!
Now then, for the other part of the meeting. Hard part. And I guess, let's see. It's executive session. I will do this because it's a pain in the butt. I make a motion that we move to executive session for the reason of discussing for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or of the public body or against legal counsel. For the public body to be to determine its validity. And now I need a second.
Second.
And okay, at this time we change the tapes. Okay, motion has been made, and we're back in regular session. Okay, now we need a motion to act on what we discussed.
I move that we pay Michelle Pfister $6,240.27 sick pay for 380 hours of sick time, $5,254.96 vacation time for 160 hours, and $3,503.48 accrued vacation time for 8 months, which is 106.2 2/3 hours for a total of $14,998.71.
Can I have a second?
Second.
And I guess we need a roll call since we're spending money.
Crawford?
Aye.
Dennis?
Aye.
Garcia?
Aye.
Hedman?
Aye.
LaChance?
Aye.
Rodriguez?
Aye.
Walter?
Aye.
Chacon?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion's carried. I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.